This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Monday, March 22nd. It's still pitch black outside, and it will remain that way for, I don't know, another half an hour, right?
I don't like it.
All right, news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
Bryn's always got my back. Thank you, Bryn.
I'm trying, yeah.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Been in a collision? Chilton Auto Body's 12 Bay Area locations offer safe, contact-free auto body repair experience with free pickup and delivery, virtual estimates, and curbside service. Book your appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. Okay. When we last spoke, I mentioned spring break in Florida.
Mm.
Miami is dealing with a big problem, a huge one. Apparently, they're saying that the spring break crowds have been completely out of control.
They've had
to put a curfew in place.
Oh, really?
Have you just not seen any of these videos?
No, I read the story this morning, but I didn't. I didn't look at any videos. But I'm not surprised at all.
It's chaos. It's absolute chaos. And there's, you know, some of the footage is of police firing. I think they call them pepper balls.
Oh,
into the crowd.
Well.
But they're just, they actually did a press conference where the, I don't know which guy it was, whether it was the mayor or one of the police, but he was saying, we just don't have, we can't handle it.
Right.
That's what it comes down to is we don't want to be.
Is it just that there's so many people? I mean, or
one
or
of the
is
things
it...
they're saying is they've made 1,000 arrests since last month, first of all. A lot of them are out-of-state residents who have come to go crazy.
Right, go
which
crazy.
Which is one go of the crazy. Things that happens whenever you're a tourist location, people show up, they poop on you, and they leave.
Right.
And they believe they've paid their money. Oh, right. There's some of the... It's riots is what it... It's really crazy there. They're out for a good time. They've been pent up too long. There's no masks. You'll notice that.
We've all heard that Florida's wide open. Everyone down there keeps screaming it. So I don't know why they'd be surprised. Everyone who's over this whole thing, and most people are over it, they're like, let's go down there and go nuts.
Here's the mayor saying,
like
the types
days.
Of crowds that have descended on the popular South Florida destination are not just your regular college-age students. They're saying they're seeing... a lot of older people show up. This is not your regular spring break.
Oh.
And I understand that in terms of people being pent up.
This is everyone's spring break.
Right. Everyone feels
it's
like,
spring,
I'm going
taking
to find
a break.
Some fun.
Right.
So, anyway.
Anywhere but my house.
This is a spring break like no other, and now
Look
you'll
at the
have...
the size of that crowd.
Yeah, it's crazy. It really is. So there's curfews now in place. They're going to try to control it that way, and we'll see if that works. But, you know, I don't know what this means as we all are super hopeful for this comeback that we've been working our way towards. And then you see that and go, well, we're going to see a big spike over there, aren't we?
You got any sign of the vaccine at your house? John is every single day he gets up and he looks for me to get a, you know, any way that I can... get one. And if
so trip
any
out on this, and this is not a news story, so again, not a news story. I'm telling you a personal experience I have heard, because people like to tell me stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm also really good
sources.
At grilling people.
Sure. Yeah.
a bunch of people have told me that they have got not only that they've gone to get their vaccine and it took a minute, like they were in and out and there was no crowd, no lines, no crowd. I walked right in, they gave it to me, and it was no thing. And many of them have come back with the same story, which is they've got more vaccine and not enough people showing up to get them. So one of the things that people have said is just go there. And now I'm not saying you should do that, and I know I'm on the radio and I know we're broadcasting, but that's what someone said to me multiple times was,
it does seem like that's the case. If you're hanging out in the right place at the right time, you can wind up getting one. And if they give you the first one, they'll make you an appointment for the second one, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. So I don't know as far as what, you know, John's able to find. I finally said, this was after someone had said something to me just last night, which was like the, okay, this is ridiculous. I told Christina, please, you know what? Make me an appointment. See if they'll give me one. Now, I'm not of the right age, and that's not supposed to open up for a few more weeks. And everybody has said, Vin, you have a daughter who's sick. You can get it. And I'm like, right. I'm not taking advantage of that. But at this point, now that they're saying they're standing around waiting for arms to stick.
Right.
Okay. Then I'm happy to go and be one of those arms.
I will go and fill that line. I know if you don't want to get it ahead of your turn.
Right.
But
no,
if
I'm
there's
saying
no
that.
One
Absolutely.
Waiting, my arm is ready.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. It's a tough one. But
so.
It's, yeah,
I don't know where John's looking, but I will let you know if the missus is able to get me one.
Send the links. He's got a couple links that he checks every day, and he's just sort of trolling around and trying to be on lists and trying to be ready, because you know he's got his first dose and he gets his next one, probably 2 weeks from now, I guess. God, I want that one dose one though. Wouldn't that be so great?
I would like that as well. Absolutely. Yeah. There are people who say they don't want the Johnson & Johnson one, and I'll take it.
I'll take it too.
I'll take that one right now. Get it in me. Throw it in, please.
Put it in my arm.
Right.
All right.
Right. One of my buddies said, if you have Kaiser, you should go to, right here in Santa Cruz, there's a spot they've opened up at the Kaiser.
Yeah, Kaiser is on this. Everybody I know who has Kaiser has their vaccine already. It's
the
pretty
G League
crazy.
Warriors Stadium is a place that's sponsored by Kaiser, and he was like, "Yeah, I went there. I got it in a minute."
Wow!
And I don't have Kaiser, but that was nice to know too.
These pretty close friends of ours both are at least one dose in, and one of them is done. And they said they didn't even have to get out of their car. They pulled up. The person came out, then they went to the lot where you have to wait because in case there's a reaction, and then they got some message that said, you're free to go. You're good to go.
Wow.
I know. That's what I want.
Yeah, I would like that too. Anyway.
I love just sitting in my car.
I'll let you guys know what I'm able to find
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Please do.
And send... Again, I don't want no trouble, but I also, if they're sitting on shots and
I
looking for people to give them to, I'm happy to go up and get
them.
I don't know how true this is, but this is a story I found, and I'm curious what you'll say about it. Facebook is working on building a version of Instagram for kids under 13. Their own Instagram.
Will kids use it?
They say they're focusing on privacy and safety with the app, and apparently... Facebook already has a version of Facebook Messenger for kids 6 to 12. It has its own privacy and safety issues. I don't know about the Facebook Messenger for younger kids, but I do know house parties one my kid goes on, and there's others.
How so funny. She goes on that with her Nona?
No, with friends.
Oh, Hooman loves house party because there's games built into it, so you can sit there and play these games.
Well, I don't know if it's for kids or grown-ups, but kids use it.
Well, Hooman's kind of like a kid. You know?
I don't know.
I got off that pretty fast because I'm like, no, I don't want to play your hamburger game.
Is that where you eat the hamburgers?
I don't. Yeah, right. They're coming at you. And I think you have to go like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep. And then you get fatter as you eat them. Yeah, that's one of the. Anyway, I don't like it personally.
I am with you. And because I really feel like. My kids were the very last generation of kids that didn't grow up with iPads and iPhone. Like it was, they were at least in school by the time an iPhone made its debut, and I don't think I got an iPhone until one of them was 10 years old. So they didn't have that, and they were fine, and they had to amuse themselves sometimes. Right now, it's a really tough thing. People are home with their kids, and, you know, at least some people are being responsible and staying home with their kids, and their kids are boring, and your iPad is super easy to hand to them.
Well, and then they're schooled, which is happening on, yes, on screen. So
they're already.
I've talked to other friends about this too, and there's no question that you want your kid to have some socialize. They need to be social. That's
right.
We're humans, and that's a big part of being human. Is
absolutely. That's one of the
social.
Main parts of going to school. Is
even
that
the people who say I want to just be left alone, they'll find themselves fishing around for someone to talk to eventually, because man, it sucks being alone. Loneliness sucks. Period.
Yeah.
Anyway, as far as the kids thing goes, I can't wait to rip these screens from my kid. But right now, we're living with them.
Right.
We're stuck with them. So it's probably a year before or whatever, the fall. But when she goes back to school, the screens go away at least for a few more years. She's savvy. She's good on it, too.
Right.
Zips around.
Feel like
how do you do bookmarks? I'm like, you don't need bookmarks. No, I do. How do you do? Oh, Jesus. I don't want her fully understanding how these things
technology.
Work yet.
I agree. It's incredibly hard because our entire society is based on this now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Are you on guided access yet, Vin?
No.
You got it, man. If you have an iPad or the phone, that way you can give them 12 minutes and it just shuts off. And it's just like, you know, you can allow them to play with the volume controls if you want, or touch the screen if they want, so they can navigate or just watch a video.
I've been doing, I'm going to do that though. I'm writing it down
right
next to my list of things. By the way, I added a water slide. I don't know what I was thinking, not getting a water slide at the place that we're building, Sarah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So put a water slide up. Well,
this place is going to be like Neverland. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of.
It's going to be like Keith's house.
Should I? I was thinking a roller coaster too. What do you think?
Oh God. And Sean will be so happy too.
Oh my God, he loves roller coasters.
hold on, now I'm writing a bunch of stuff at once. Roller coaster to the list. What is Vinny. That? Guided access?
Guided access. Yeah.
Guided access. Okay. It's so what I've been doing is telling my kid, okay, you are done at 10:20. And she'll go, okay, thanks, Dad. And then at 10:25, I walk in and say, you're still on that? Oh no, I didn't mean to. Mm-hmm. Well, sorry. I told you, this is how we build trust.
Right.
You're supposed to turn off it, you know. I told you what you needed to do.
Yeah.
Sorry, pal.
Now it turns off, and I'm just like, I'm bummed with her. Oh, man, it turned off?
Yeah.
That's just, I don't know what to do about that.
I love
well,
it.
Well, your kid's that. 3 years old.
Yeah, no,
I think
I
Isla
it.
Might actually go, no, turn it back
true.
On.
Right. Well, you know. The bottom line is it's a struggle, and I don't need Facebook coming up with stuff aimed straight for my kids.
No.
Great. That's what we need.
Well, I will say, though, if you're going to put your kid on there, and we have all done that more than we want to in this pandemic, it would be nice to think that they were safe at least.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
It would be nice to think that, wouldn't it?
It would be nice to think that. I like thinking those things.
Except
I
their poor little brains are rotting as they stare at screens. Yuck.
It's so sad.
I have time for one more.
Sure, mm-hmm. Go for it.
A guy in Florida has been sentenced to 7 years in prison for wire fraud. I guess he was
wire fraud.
In federal court this week after last week after admitting he scammed a bunch of hotels out of thousands of dollars by pretending to be part of the Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, goodness.
The Wu-Tang Clan is a rap group, I guess you'd call it.
An outfit.
There's a bunch of them. Mm-hmm. So it would be hard to say, no, you're not. I mean, unless you can name all of them and
You
know that one person standing in front of you isn't one of those people.
I'm new, dirty bastard. Just, what, do you want to fight? They needed a new one.
Brent!
What's that supposed to be?
There's never been a better thank you. God, Jesus. New dirty bastard, Bryn.
That was good. It's funny.
Oh, I'm not? Prove it. So how did he get money out of them for that?
For several weeks, 29-year-old Aaron Barnes Burpo, and a friend booked rooms and services at a bunch of hotels in Georgia, claiming they were the Wu-Tang Clan, and also claimed they were with Jay-Z's company, Roc Nation. They got thousands of dollars in discounts, lived like kings with limos and penthouse suites, and they never paid because they used stolen credit cards and fraudulent info. It went south after an employee at a hotel in Augusta said, "This seems fishy," and called someone at Roc Nation and said, "Do you have an employee named? Because they're here and they're racking up the bills."
Wow.
And of course, Roc Nation said, "No. I don't know that guy. We got no people out there." This week, a judge sentenced Aaron to 7 years in prison for wire fraud, and he's also on the hook for around $300K in goods and services
Whoa!
He never paid for. Well, limos aren't cheap.
Well, it turns out they're cheap if you've got someone else's credit card and you're using someone else's identity.
His friend who was in on it is still waiting to be sentenced, but he can't feel hopeful after seeing what Aaron's getting.
But Aaron came up with the whole thing. I was just his plus one.
Right. The old, he did it.
Mm-hmm.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys, so text us. Let us know what's up. 510 says, "Sarah, I bought a 20-acre old pot farm in Calaveras County for $265,000 with two wells and a 1,000-square-foot home with a foundation. Not on a mobile unit. Check out the county. Good prices. Calaveras County."
Calaveras County. Thank you. Yeah. Little land. I want to build a bunker, you know. That'd be fun. Where's Calaveras?
A bunker. Jesus.
Oh, it's out past Stockton. Well, obviously a bunker. You didn't even have to ask for that. We're having a bunker.
Duh.
Hello. Da, 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 da.
My list is really healthy right now. Yeah. So strong. I mean, you would, if you saw this list of things Sarah's going to build for me, you would
You've done
a good job, young man. You really know how to pick a
20-acre lot in Calaveras. How many acres is that? It was $66,000.
I know. I was looking at that.
Yeah, that looked pretty. It had a forest on it. Oh,
let's see.
Yeah, what's the deal with this? Look at this, Ben. Here we go. Scroll to find the acreage.
I'm looking. 0.36 acres. Oh, it's small. It's tiny.
0.15. What?
$66,000 though. You know, it's not.
My monster truck jump is going to be bigger than that. I mean, we need a lot more space than that.
We certainly do, Vinny. The 20 acres for 250 sounded pretty good. You know,
you got to have a run up for a monster truck to really get air. Come on. 0.63 acres. That's what? Anyway, I'm completely out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Varsity Blues, Tiger Woods, and
Sarah
Kingsley.
And Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.